American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and former Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant were issued arrest warrants by the International Criminal Court accusing them of crimes against humanity. Israeli Ambassador to the UN, Danny Dannon, spoke with Fox.
It's another attempt to use the international body in order to attack Israel. We have seen it at the UN. Now it comes to the ICC, the International Criminal Court. And you know, Liz, the equation they made, putting the Prime Minister of Israel, a strong democracy with a strong judicial system, together with a terrorist organization for the first time.
The warrants accuse Prime Minister Netanyahu and former Defense Minister Gallant of starvation as a method of warfare, as experts warn of potential famine conditions in northern Gaza. Local health authorities in Gaza say the death toll in the Strip has surpassed 44,000, more than half of whom were women and children. President-elect Trump's nominee for defense secretary meets with GOP senators. Here's Fox's Ryan Schmelz.
Former Fox News personality Pete Hegseth says he's grateful for the opportunity to potentially serve in the Trump administration as he tries to convince senators he's the man to keep America safe.
And we welcome the opportunity to talk to any senator that wants to talk.
Hegseth was a major in the Army National Guard and war veteran, but his lack of experience and sexual assault allegations have raised concern among some senators. Hegseth argues he was fully investigated and completely cleared of the allegations. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Today, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said that President Joe Biden still believes that President-elect Trump is an existential threat to democracy. She was asked by a reporter about Biden's relative silence on the threat he thinks Trump poses since the election.
And so the president is now in a situation where we have to deal with a peaceful transfer of power. We have to respect the will of the American people. And that's what you have been seeing from this president, trying to lead by example to make sure that that happens. And that's what the American people deserve. That's what the president deserves. And that's what I think he was very clear about in Rose Garden when he delivered his remarks 2 days after the election. And he said, he was very honest. He said, these, you know, and again, I'm not quoting him exactly, but these were not the results that we had wanted, right?
Biden met with Trump last week at the White House and committed to a smooth transition as the 45th and soon-to-be 47th president prepares to return to the office in January. A Chicago-based black conservative activist says even if the governor of Illinois won't cooperate with federal immigration authorities, citizens of the Windy City will. Here's AFN's Chad Groening.
The election of 2024 was a mandate from the American people for Donald Trump to end the illegal alien invasion and deport millions of illegals allowed into the country by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. But a number of Democrat governors and mayors don't appear to care about the will of the people and are vowing not to cooperate with federal immigration authorities, including Illinois Governor J.D. Pritzker and Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson. P. Ray Easley is founder and chair of Chicago Red, which participated in a recent protest that compelled the Chicago City Council to unanimously reject a $300 million tax hike proposal to pay for shelters for illegals.
Pritzker is definitely going to lose. The governor of Illinois does not supersede the federal government under Section 1, Article 8 of the Constitution, which is the exclusivity clause.
And Easley says the citizens of Illinois support Trump.
So even if Governor Pritzker decides that he's not going to help, we are. We're definitely promoting the number to ICE, 866-347-2423. See something and say something today.
And Easley says many illegals in her neighborhood are already leaving.
A lot of the foreign flags are taken down. I haven't seen a Mexican flag in my neighborhood. I haven't seen any more Venezuelan, any more Ecuadorian, Guatemalan. All of those flags are now off of people's porches because they know what time it is. And they know that we're going to participate with the federal government. And so they're gone. They're leaving.
I'm Chad Groening.
That's all our time for now. You can always see more news online at afn.net. I'm Robert Thornton.